When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast, brought to you by the Fans First Sports Network. Well, the first round of the NFL draft is in the bag. Thank you for those of you who joined us on the live stream party last night. As always, we had a good laugh, tons of fun. I'm sure we're all going to be exhausted today, though, because it means a late night for all of us. But no, it's all good. It's all good. The Saints picked offensive tackle Taliese Fuanga. I think I pronounced that right. Close.
Taliese.
We'll see. Yeah, Taliese Fuanga. Pick 14, which was a massive need for us to take a tackle. Joining me today to discuss this and a couple of other draft-related things from the first round is Wesley. How are you doing, Wesley?
I'm doing good, man. You know, a big position of need. I think there was some nerves maybe going into that of if all of the suitable right or left tackles would have been gone before 14. Six quarterbacks going, I think, really helped us out, though. Six quarterbacks in the top 12.
Yeah, I don't think in our wildest dreams we could have imagined that six quarterbacks were going to go before we picked at 14. The pick then, obviously, in our mock, we went with Olufashanu, or Fashanu, however you want to pronounce it. He went before we were taken. The consensus from what I've seen from all of like the draft analysts and looking around the internet today is that the Saints have pretty much picked a home run here.
Yeah, so, I mean, the consensus is what we're getting on Fuanga, and I mean, I've been reading lots of different, scouting information from people that know a lot more than me about the offensive linemen. One, he is a polished technical blocker. If anything, and what's kind of surprising for the Saints, if anything we're going to say about him is that he's a little undersized, where the Saints for offensive linemen, defensive linemen have gone with like the biggest guys they can get, kind of with mixing RAS in there. He's a little smaller, which I'll bring that up in a minute. That might be a good thing. But he's a little bit smaller, shorter arm. So that's why some people projected him to go inside to guard. But he has such great footwork that it makes up for the shorter arms and the size. And if we're just talking about, like, I guess I'd rather have than the huge guy that doesn't have the good footwork. There's at least, again, we're talking about, I think floor is the most important thing when we're talking about rookies, where he is going to be at least average and serviceable on the offensive line, and has potential to be great, or at least very good. He probably is not a perennial Hall of Famer or whatever, but this guy could be a right guard for the next 10 years for the New Orleans Saints, and that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, you made the point there about it sounds as though he's a technician, so his technique is spot on. And, you know, you can make up for the lack of size with good technique. And it is the complete opposite of the last tackle we drafted in the first round, Trevor Penning, who has all the size you would want, but didn't have the technique down. And I think that's where he's struggled is the technique side of it. I mean, we've seen him when he actually pulls a play off properly. He looks like a proper offensive lineman, but his technique just isn't quite there. Whereas Fuanga looks as though he's going to come straight in. And, you know, I'm anticipating him being a day one starter. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And I mean, you're talking about Oregon State. Like, so this is, I tell you what, the Pac-12 was fun last year with, I mean, there was six different, I mean, there was no chance of anybody coming out of the Pac-12 and winning the national championship because they were just all going to beat each other up. And they were like 6 weeks in a row of potentially, you know, unbeaten teams playing. He played 25 games and he played 1,509 snaps. He allowed 5 hits to the quarterback and 0 sacks. I mean, come on. That's, it's And the other thing, what I really like about him is he's been described as being like a mauler in the run game. And I read another thing that called him an ass kicker, and he said he's the kind of ass kicker that every NFL team wants in their trenches. He believes in finishing blocks, which again, we haven't seen it a whole lot. This is a play to the whistle that like he takes pride in punishing a defender that's in front of him. And I saw a couple of his highlights. He loves getting to the second level and embarrassing linebackers. We need a little attitude. We need somebody that can move because we're going to have a completely different run scheme and blocking scheme this year.
And it sounds very much like from his interview he did with the Saints media last night that the run block scheme that they ran at Oregon State is pretty much what the Saints are going to be running next year with the new with Clint Kubiak being the new OC. So familiarity with the scheme is a good start.
I think our intention is he's the right tackle. There's no see what positions you can play. Like he's the right tackle. One thing that's probably good about this is I'm gonna say whereas I think he's athletic and has great footwork, he's already having to make up for some shortcomings. And so asking him to do it on the left side is worse. I'm gonna take that as a positive because it really means we're committed to Trevor Penning figuring this out. Now, that could be our downfall.
It
if
might not.
this isn't a Trevor Penning show, but if Trevor Penning does figure it out, Fuanga's on the right side, Penning's on the left side. And I think that we're probably still going to draft another offensive lineman in the rest of this draft. I think that we're going to sign Andres Pete or Mekhi Becton as soon as the draft is over. So there might be some competition, but the idea is to go in and instill some confidence in these two guys. And if it works, you got your left and right tackle for the next 10 years. I do think that if Brock Bowers is available at 14, we probably draft him over Fuanga. And if Fuanga ends up going somewhere else and being good, you always, even if Brock Bowers is great, you're going to always kind of question that. And so this was, sounds like the right player. It's the right position of need. It was not a stretch. This was not the 22nd best player being drafted at 14. I've read things over the last 24 hours about people projecting him as high as the Giants pick, saying that like this is a for sure thing that like he's not going to not be able to play in the end. It is the right pick for this team right now. And it makes me feel good about the if we didn't do it, lineman at 45, and then you might be stretching. And then you really might be putting somebody in that's probably not going to be good for 2 or 3 years and trying to make them a starter. So I think it gives us flexibility here with this next pick that's coming up.
It does. It does. So obviously, as we reacted live last night, there was a defensive end who was available at pick 14, who we both kind of said in the lead up that if he's there at 14, you turn the card in and take him. Do you have any regret that we didn't draft Dallas Turner, or are you happy with the way we went in the end because it was the right thing to do?
The defense is going to need to be the strength of our team. Our offense is going to, it's going to take a number of games to figure it out. Having someone who puts pressure on the quarterback fixes a lot of other things in your defense. We don't know how much Marshon Lattimore could have younger cornerbacks, could have a pretty young safety. I'll just say for all the things we say about Dennis Allen, I think he's an incredible defensive coach. And if his choice just pounding the table of that is the guy that makes my defense go, then it makes sense. I mean, I'm not going to doubt him right now about, I think that if he thought Dallas Turner was the guy that makes it to where our defense never gives up more than 13 points a game or whatever, then Dallas Turner's on our team. So there's something there. And if the position of need is much greater, there's at least a chance that Chase Young is healthy and good this year. I'm not even going to say the other guy's name. I don't have faith in the other young defensive end.
We discussed that on the mock draft show. I know your feelings on that one.
I'd love it. Why would I ever have faith in that right now? So, I think it's, I will say I'm excited about a guy that's just going to stop other people from hitting Derek Carr.
Because keeping Derek Carr fit
That
is
sounds.
vital. Cool. So I think we're both in agreement then that the Saints made the right pick. So obviously tonight is round two and three of the
12 picks, there's 12 picks between us and when we
yes
between now
there
and when we
is
draft.
right
All right,
right
thanks,
thanks
man.
for listening, everybody. We will catch you all later on when we discuss the Saints second round pick. Cheers.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.